This is KYRS Medoka Lake, Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. You are tuned into Love Seat, where intimate conversations take place. This is the very first time that I've done this show, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I have this urge to do this, so here I am. On the Love Seat, I'll be playing meditation-type music, and I will lead, at the very end of the show, I'll probably lead a very short guided meditation, and I will talk about things. And I don't know why I'm nervous, and I got to say, when I decided to do the show a couple weeks ago, when I set the dates for the show, I almost chickened out many, many times. And I don't know why. It's kind of like you have this voice in your head that tells you that you really want to do something, you really should do something. But then this other voice tells you, no, 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 don't do that. That's weird. It's, don't do it. But here I am doing this, and I have no idea why it's causing me so much anxiety. And I think it's because I have pledged to be 100% genuine. And I know that's something I try to do all the time, but I'm going to be doing it even more so here on the radio. And I honestly think that this is a self-help show, in a sense that maybe I'm only helping myself, and that means that it also helps you. So I'll be talking about things that people don't talk about. I'll open up the phone line so you can call in and join the discussion. There's a Facebook page for Love Seat, and if you want to maybe put some suggestions of music or topic ideas, go ahead and put it on the Facebook page. And, well, yeah, here I am. So, I guess I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I think one of the main reasons that I'm freaking out and kind of nervous about doing this is because I'm filled with self-doubt. And I think that we all are, except for the really loud, obnoxious people that think they know everything. But, and I'm trying to figure out, my life. You know, I mean, I've lived a good life, but a not good life. I was raised by a mother who made it perfectly clear that I was nothing, that I deserve nothing. And I ask myself, how am I okay? I mean, I find myself doing things that relate to my childhood, like my inability to sort of have good relationships, my inability to trust people. And I wonder, how am I okay? And maybe I'm not. And so maybe this, the voice in my head saying, do this, dive into this, maybe this is something that might help me be okay. And I hope that you will join me on this sort of vision quest. I don't know if that's what it is, but here I am doing a show. So I'll be playing some cool music, and I will give you a phone number to call eventually, but I think right now I'm going to go ahead and play a song that sort of resonated with me. I got online, and I tried to find some good meditation music, and so the idea of this is, I don't know if I even have a listener out there, and I guess that talking to myself is a good thing. You know, we all do sort of chatter in our head and talk to ourselves about what we did and what we're going to do and worrying about things. But this kind of talk might be better, sort of like this crazy just thoughts popping into your head, and how can I be a better person and how can I change myself? There's that quote about today I was clever and I wanted to change the world. No, yesterday I was clever and I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise and I want to change myself. And I really, really want to change myself. And if I can't do it by myself, I guess I'm doing it with you. I don't know if there's any you out there listening. They've never had a talk show this late, I don't believe, and they sort of are letting me do this as sort of a trial thing. So here I am. Here I am. So I'm going to play a song. It's by Enigma, and it's called Goodbye Milky Way, just to get me a little bit calmer, get me into the mood. So I'm going to click play, and DJ Computer, here you go. Enjoy.
Seven light years away, many times, so many times, but no reason to talk about. Goodbye. For a better
cosmic world.
Was Enigma, Goodbye Milky Way. So I was talking to a friend a couple days ago about listening to meditative type music, and I said that my head tingles and I feel really weird. It's a very different sensation than listening to, you know, an upbeat top 40 type song, and I tingle. And he said to me, "That's the devil's doing." And it was a joke, of course, but it made a little bit of sense to me, because I think that a lot of people are programmed to believe that if magic is involved in any way, then the devil must be too. Things that aren't normal, things that you feel. But I think that the reason that we are so filled with anxiety and stress and pain and sorrow, I mean, beside what's going on in the world, is that we are not who we truly are. We have not embraced the power that we have within ourselves to be just who we are. It's really hard to explain, and I hope that as the show goes on week by week, that I will better articulate it. Right now I feel like I'm getting a cold, and I am a little nervous, and I don't know why. And I was sitting down with another friend who said, "Well, you know, this is supposed to be a calming, meditative hour. Why are you stressed out?" And I don't know. I don't know why I'm afraid. I think stepping into a realm of something different is a scary thing. Change is scary. Stepping out of the norm is scary. We all want to fit in. We all want to be like everybody else to feel better about ourselves. And I feel alone a lot of the time. And I think maybe this will help me, like feeling like I'm talking to other people, and then maybe having you join in on the conversation. So I have yet to answer the phone in the studio, and I will give the number. And I'll give it right now. It's 509-747-3807 if you want to join in on the conversation. The next thing I'm going to play in just a few minutes is a talk by Sam Harris called The Meaning of Life. And there were a couple of points in there that just, I was like kind of blown away. And we all know that to be happier, you're supposed to live in the now. But it is something that we just can't do. It's a really, really difficult thing to do because of that chattering, that voice in our head that's thinking about the past, that's thinking about the future. But you're losing the now every single second. You lose a second of the now. And so the speech that I'm going to play is about that. So I want to live in the now, and I really want to stop fighting that voice in my head, the one that told me to come in and to do this show. Because when I do fight the voice in my head, my whole body hurts, and then I self-medicate in a many, many different ways. And not just, you know, people think self-medication is alcohol or drugs, and it's not just that. It's also you know, burning the candle at both ends. It's never finding enough time for yourself. It's, you know, booking your calendar from morning to night, so you really don't have that time to be quiet with yourself. And this hour is, I'm hoping that it will move into something that really helps listeners be quiet with themselves. And I'm guessing a lot of people are sleeping right now, so I don't know. This is going to be an interesting little test. I hope that you check out Love Seat Facebook page and maybe make some comments or some suggestions of topics. I don't have a topic today, of course, because I'm just rambling. But I do believe that we are all very, very powerful human beings, and just we've been programmed to not believe that. We've been told since we were kids that that's not possible. That's, you know, you're imagining things, but there are wild things out there. There's a Chinese proverb that says, tension is who you think you should be, relaxation is who you are. So that tension that I feel it in people all the time, and it's because they're projecting somebody that they think that they should be. And, I mean, an example of that, I was at a really fancy event, and I was at a table. It was a stand-up table, and I had a plate of food, and I was eating the food, and I realized I didn't have a napkin, and I'm like, oh, man, because my hands were all kind of grimy. And so I lifted up my leg, and I wiped my hands on the bottom of my pants, and there was a woman there that I didn't know, and she was also standing at the same table, and she's like, oh, wow, I wish I could do that. And I said, do what, lift your leg? And she said, no, wipe my hands on my pants. And I'm like, why don't you? Another really crazy example of self-medication and not doing what we want to do is, so I was feeling really down one day. This was maybe a year ago. I don't know exactly when. It was during the fall, and I decided to do some shopping. What's that called? Shop therapy, like when you go to a store to buy yourself something new and you feel better. So I went into this store, and I was shopping around, and all I could feel was the energy of the people in there. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. Why am I in this store? And I had seen the parking lot filled with dried leaves everywhere. It was a great fall day, and there were piles of dried leaves all over this big parking lot. And the first thing I thought when I saw it was, I want to jump in there. I want to kick those leaves. I want to run around those leaves and dance and just, that's what I want to feel. And I didn't buy anything at the store. And as I was walking out, I was like, all right, what I really want to do is run through those leaves. So I'm going to do that. And I did. And I ran through the leaves. I was kicking them. I was grabbing big handfuls and throwing them over my head. And I turned and I saw a mother and what I assumed was her child, and he had a really big smile on his face, but she had a look on her face of, what are you doing? Are you on drugs? Are you crazy? And I think it traveled down the leash into her son, because he looked up at her and, you know, and then his smile went away, and I felt miserable. I felt I had leaves in my hair, and I just like, okay, I'm crazy. And we have to start doing those things. I would love to call, do a call to action, get out there and run through the leaves. Just do it as often as you can. So, all right, I did open the phone lines, but nobody's called. The number is 509-747-3807 if you want to join the conversation. I know it might take a while for people to, you know, even know the show is here, so I may not be talking to anybody. And, you know, that is great therapy, to talk to myself. I think I'm going to get more and more relaxed and start talking deeper. Like, I'm still nervous, but that's okay. I'll get over it. So I'm going to play Sam Harris, The Meaning of Life. And I hope that you get something out of this like I did. So click on that. And, you know, I've never liked the computer, but here I am clicking away. Okay, so this is Sam Harris, The Meaning of Life.
But the one thing people tend to realize at moments like this is that they wasted a lot of time when life was normal. And it's not just what they did with their time. It's not just that they spent too much time working or compulsively checking email. It's that they cared about the wrong things. They regret what they cared about. Their attention was bound up in petty concerns year after year when life was normal. And this is a paradox, of course, because we all know this epiphany is coming. I mean, but don't you know this is coming? Don't you know that there's going to come a day when you'll be sick or someone close to you will die, and you'll look back on the kinds of things that captured your attention? Because even if you live to be 100, they're just not that many days in life. It is always now. However much you feel you may need to plan for the future, to anticipate it, to mitigate risks, the reality of your life is now. Our conscious awareness of the present moment is, in some relevant sense, already a memory. But as a matter of conscious experience, the reality of your life is always now. And I think this is a liberating truth about the nature of the human mind. In fact, I think there's probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that, if you want to be happy in this world. The past is a memory. It's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. What we truly have is this moment and this. And we spend most of our lives forgetting this truth, repudiating it, fleeing it, overlooking it. And the horror is that we succeed. We manage to never really connect with the present moment and find fulfillment there because we are continually hoping to become happy in the future. And the future never arrives. Now, even when we think we're in the present moment, we're in very subtle ways always looking over its shoulder, anticipating what's coming next. We're always solving a problem. And it's possible to simply drop your problem, if only for a moment, and enjoy whatever is true of your life in the present. There are more connections in a single cubic centimeter of brain tissue than stars in our galaxy. And yet our inner experience offers absolutely no clue. We're subjectively unaware of most of what our minds are doing. And yet when we think about what matters is consciousness and its contents. That consciousness is everything. Our experience of the world, the experience of those we care about, is a matter of consciousness and its contents. So whatever the origins of consciousness, the most important question for us is, how can we truly be fulfilled in life? How can we create lives that are truly worth living, given that these lives come to an end? So the frame we put around the present moment is important and largely determines our experience of it. But it seems possible, in fact, to experience life more nakedly than this, to experience it without an obvious frame, to pay attention to the present moment closely enough so that you're not doing anything to it. Now, you might feel that your consciousness is in your head or behind your face, but as a matter of experience, these are just more sensations arising in consciousness. The only evidence of your face and head is a sensation arising in consciousness at this moment. Whatever you can possibly notice in your body, in your mind, in the world, has only one place to appear in your conscious experience. Now, I'm not saying this is all just a dream, but as a neurological matter, it is very much like a dream. It is a dream that is constrained by inputs from the external world. And the dreams we call dreams at night are dreams that are not constrained by the external world. But your mind is all you have. It's all you've ever had. It's all you have to offer other people. We are all trying to find a path back to the present moment and good enough reason to just be happy here. If you're constantly ruminating about what you just did or what you should have done or what you would have done if you only had the chance, you will miss your life. You'll fail to connect with it. You'll fail to connect with other people. Being the mere hostage of the next thought that comes careening into consciousness isn't useful. So if there's an antidote to the fear of death and the experience of loss that's compatible with reason, I think it's to be found here. The purpose of life is pretty obvious. We are constantly... Why do we create culture and form relationships beyond matters of mere survival? We are constantly trying to create and repair a world that our minds want to be in.
Easier said than done, that's for sure. So living in the now is something that we all know that's what we should be doing, but even when we think we're doing it, I'm not quite sure if we are. I think ruminating is a really bad problem that we all have. I know because I have friends calling me up, bummed out about something that happened a week ago. So they're still thinking about it, and there is no now in that person's life. And I want to live in the now. So I'm hoping that we could help each other figure out how to do that. It's going to take time, I think, because we're so programmed to want something in the future and be bummed about something in the past. And something I'm pledging on this show is to be me, to just be as genuine as I could possibly be, to just be who I am. Because, I mean, that, like that quote I said, tension is who you think you should be, and relaxation is who you are. And so I wonder if we've all forgotten who we are, so that would make it absolutely impossible to relax. I think that's fair to say, that not a lot of people that I know, you know, they meditate, they say they do, but I don't see it really working in their lives. So relax and be who you are. And I hope someone would call me, 509-747-3807. And if you don't want to call, you could always text a thought or a question to 509-768-0309. I'm always open to that as well. Oh my, someone is calling. Okay, give me a second. Okay, what do? You pick it up, you press 1. Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, that's weird. Can you hear me? All right, I'm going to put you on air. Who is this? Okay, I'm going to put you on air. Just don't swear, okay? All right, so I'm going to push, call you on hold. Okay, it's going to flash orange. Hold on a sec. Hang up. Press 2. Press 2 to transfer the call. And DJ computer, and that is, all right, stay on the line. Caller, there you are. Can you hear me, caller? Are you there? Maybe not. Okay. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, Levi.
Can you
hear me? So you were,
I can hear you. I'm here, yeah.
You were the very first on-air caller I've ever had, so this is kind of exciting.
Ooh, awesome.
Okay, why are you listening, and what do you want to say?
Well, I'm listening because I was just driving home. I just had to run a little errand at the gas station, and I had my dog with me. And I just had a really, really great chat with a good friend I haven't talked to in a really long time. And we talked a lot, actually, about kind of what you were talking about just being able to relax and just, like, enjoy life. Are you still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. So I just felt like when I just heard, I tuned in and I heard, was that Sam Harris? Who was that was talking?
Yeah, that was before? Sam Harris.
Yeah, okay. So I thought from the voice, I'm like, I think that's Sam Harris, and I'm actually interested in some things, science. I'm a scientist, actually. And so one of the things I'm doing a little research on right now is the brain and the network and various things. But anyway, mindfulness and calm has manifested itself in my life in a way that it hasn't in forever, and it's made me so much happier and able to enjoy just, like, simple things. And I just wanted a call to say, like, thank you for having the show and having Sam Harris on the radio. And then thank you for your, like, what you were saying after that was over in relation to it. It was exactly what I needed to hear. Because I've been ruminating a lot about some things. And it's, I don't know, I've been a little unbalanced. And I think it was a helpful reminder to me. So I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Oh, thank you. So what have you been doing, though, to make yourself calmer?
Kind of a combination of things, but it's been, you know, a long process. But I got into Thich Nhat Hanh. Do you know Thich Nhat Hanh?
No, but I will know it. I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know a lot. I really don't.
Well, neither do I. That makes two of us. So he's a Buddhist monk in France. He might have passed away now. Last I heard, he had a stroke. But he's like around 80 somewhere, or he might be passed away. But he's a Vietnamese Buddhist, and he wrote a lot of books, and he does a lot of Dharma talks, like on YouTube and stuff, mm-hmm. at the monastery there in France. And then not just him, but, like, you know, other people there, like, and stuff. That perspective, that version of Buddhism really, like, helped me with some of the just basic things about mindfulness and breathing and those kinds of mm-hmm. things. And then Jon Kabat-Zinn and, like, you know, a lot of that stuff helped. But honestly, yeah, I don't know. I also had, like, a lot of really challenging life circumstances, mm-hmm. you know, like divorce and grad school and, like, a lot of things. And a lot of those got resolved. There was, like, external things going on that were making it really hard to just be able to relax about anything. So it's kind of a combination of, like, learning from lots of other people and then, you know, circumstances changing. And I don't really know, honestly. I just mm-hmm. feel like it's the first time in my whole life that my mind is not just constantly full of thoughts.
Well, yeah. Well, I think maybe I'll start talking a little bit about mindfulness, because that's really, really important. So I would love for you to go to Love Seat's Facebook page and maybe post some of the things that you were talking about that you think, you know, I should discuss on the show, or maybe even play something, like maybe a lecture or something. So like the page and just post some things. That
I will. You said it's called Love Seat?
Yep, Love Seat.
Awesome. And so today is, what day is today, Wednesday?
Yep. Well, so actually it's Thursday.
Oh, I guess it's Thursday now.
It is. I don't know what to say. So, yeah, every Wednesday at midnight. Or Thursday at 12 a.m. So, yeah, I will be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to get on and post. Thank you so much for your show. I love that we have community radio in this town that has people working, you know, the radio at mm-hmm. midnight on a Thursday.
I know.
Early morning on a Thursday. It just makes me happy. I moved away when I was like 18, because I grew up here, and I was like, I don't really want to come back to Spokane, because I, you know, hometown, whatever, you just want to do something else. But I ended up back here, and I'm really glad I did, and this is a prime example. You are a prime example of why.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Okay, well,
yeah, so,
I'll
be on Facebook.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow, that was really cool. Okay, I think I have to hang up. Hold on. Okay, so what do I do now? Drop. Okay, I just dropped the call. Wow, I got a call. That's really awesome. Thank you, Levi. So he mentioned mindfulness. So that is also a word that's just tossed around all the time. Be mindful. But it's so helpful. Like, this is really, really stupid and vain, but I maintain my weight because I do mindful eating, and it's just where you don't, like, just not, you think about what you're eating, you taste everything, you do it slow, you do it, everything that you do, you should walk mindfully, you should, like, be aware of your surroundings and be graceful, and I don't know, just, you know, people are just so blah, 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 you know, just this chatter in their head, and they just don't stop. And it's been harder and harder for me to socialize, which, and I think it's really since I decided to do the show that I'm thinking more about these kind of things. And so when I go out into public and see just the way people are sometimes, I'm not saying you in particular, but, You know, the majority of people are just, they're not mindful, and they're not thinking about what they're doing, or, you know, what's really funny is I have a reputation for being a bit of a brat, a little snarky and rude to people, but I'm honest. And I think that's another thing, is I never know who is in front of me, if they are being genuine or not. And that, again, comes from my childhood, and I'm always mindful. That is something I can't stop my head from, or even my body from thinking about my childhood, because it's such a huge part of myself. Like, I found out that my mother gave specific instructions to all of my nannies and babysitters that, you know, they couldn't show me love or affection, that I could only get the brown lettuce, I only got leftovers, there was no conditioner for my hair. It's like just the bare minimum. And when the nanny told me about the lettuce, that I would get all the brown lettuce, I realized that, so when I eat salads in a restaurant, I get the dressing on the side and I use my fingers. I don't use a fork. I pick out pieces that are brown and I put them on the table and I just like inspect every piece, but I do it very slowly. You know, I eat a salad with my hands and I dip it in the dressing. And that is from my childhood. Like, just the weirdest things that we do. But I think once we become aware of those, maybe we could move on. Maybe we could stop thinking about that. Like, so that's something I'm working on, is just all the weird issues I have in the present from the past. And I mean, I talk about it pretty nonchalantly because I feel like I've gotten past it. But then again, I eat my salads with my fingers. But maybe I just like it that way. I mean, I guess I do, but I really did think that, wow, I'm picking out all the brown pieces. I think because I was so used to having these big old salads with brown pieces as a kid that I don't want them. Which is really stupid. So, mindfulness. Yes, I really, if anyone else wants to call and say anything, you can, dial 509-747-3807. And if you're just tuning in, this is a new show called Love Seats. And it's where intimate conversations take place. Even if it's just me talking, my conversations are pretty intimate, and I'm talking to myself, and that is very helpful. If you talk to yourself about these kind of things, and if you listen to meditation music, I don't know if you've ever taken a really deep breath. We're going to do that at the end of the show, but you take one so deep that you can't take any more and hold it for a few seconds and then let it out, like your head gets tingly. I mean, you felt that, right? That's the same thing when you're listening to meditative type music, is your head gets tingly. And it's sort of like fuel for your brain. I don't know. And that gets a little scary. And so people are like, ooh, I'm dizzy, I'm tingly, I got to stop doing that. I think it's your body's way of saying, ooh, that's really cool. No, wait. It might be your brain or your body's way of saying, wait, I don't want to do that. That feels weird. That's not right. That's not what I'm used to. So I think we need to stop doing things that we're not used to. We need to step out of our comfort zones much more often, because that's where we grow and that's where we learn. And this, where I am sitting right now, it does feel comfortable in a way, but at the same time, I feel like I'm way out of my comfort level, because I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. But I want to help myself and subsequently you. And I mean, growing up, I wanted to be a nun until I was in my 20s. And I know that sounds really weird, but I would sit on the steps of cathedrals and just sit there. And I actually went to a Catholic school when I was a kid, but I was Jewish, so I was segregated. And but I wanted to be a nun. I wanted to just be quiet and help other people. I love silence. So what is that? Listen and silence contain the exact same letters. I think you could hear so much more in silence. And I love just looking at somebody, that kind of conversation where you just look into somebody's eyes. And it's not a romantic thing. It's just connecting on a level that we don't connect that way anymore. You know, we really don't. So, well, again, this is Love Seat, and you can, if you want to join in on the conversation, you could call 509-747-3807. And Levi, I want to say thank you again for calling, because it made me feel like, well, at least there's one person listening. So I think I'm going to play another song. This is another song that I selected. The singer is Moya Brennan, and the song is called Ancient Town. Okay. I will get a lot more fluid in this, doing this. All right, here we go. Ancient Town.
No place to hide dreams in crying faces. Nowhere to turn to.
Was Moya Brennan, Ancient Town. At the very end, she said, she asked a question, is there one bright star? And, you know, the people that appear to shine the brightest, I don't believe are the brightest. The ones that are the loudest, that are the, because they don't take the time to be quiet and I'm tired of that. And sometimes I feel really, really isolated because I feel like an alien. I feel weird sometimes just being out there wanting to run in the leaves, wanting to put my hands in the dirt, wanting to just get back to simpler times. I'm feeling hearing some weird staticky. I guess I should probably take the earphones off, the headphones off. So, you know, we only have about 15 minutes. That time went by really, really quick. And so the music that I selected today, oh, and if you're just tuning in, this is Love Seat. This is a new show. It's where intimate conversations take place, and callers are always free to call in and comment, start a conversation. I am going to, in the coming weeks, talk about all kinds of things that drive me crazy, like perception, attachment, self-fulfilled prophecies, and, well, there are a lot of things. So you can go to the Facebook page. It's called Love Seat. And you could put on your topic ideas or share things that you find interesting and similar to the kind of things that I'm talking about and doing on this show. So, yeah, 15 more minutes. At the very end, I'm going to play another song, and I will do a little bit of some deep breaths and guided meditations. So you can go online and you can look up guided meditations. And I did that, and I didn't like any of them. I did my own a long time ago. I'm out of practice, but it's just sort of visualizing being somewhere else. And if you practice it often, you can go there often. And so tonight I'm not playing any of that real head-tingly meditation music because it's pretty intense, and I'm going to do that probably in the coming weeks. I'm going to do a lot of things in the coming weeks, and I hope this continues. Again, this is a trial show, and I'd like to get some activity on the Facebook page and get some callers now and again. That would be nice because I really want to know what you want to talk about, because I'm not afraid to talk about anything and to be honest about everything. The only thing I really don't want to talk about is politics, because here on Love Seats, I want to talk about the soul and the spirit, and I don't think politics have a place there. So, yeah, no politics and no swear words on the air, of course. So, wow, 10 more minutes. So, again, you can call anytime, 509-747-3807. And I like to remind you that I don't know what I'm doing, but I do know. Oh, somebody's calling again. Oh, awesome! All right, I'm going to push some buttons now. Over here, I'm going to go. Hello? Good. All right, so do you want to be on air? You have to be, because I'm the only one in the studio. So no swearing. I'm going to put you on the air in just a second. Okay, I'm going to hang up for a second. Okay? Okay, bye. Okay, put them on hold. Put that down. Transfer the call. Button's going to flash red. I turn this up, and I put on my headphones. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what is your name?
Will.
Will?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so what do you want to say, Will?
Oh, I just heard you talking about how you feel like an alien. I feel like an alien a lot myself.
Yeah, so what do you do about that?
Really, not a whole lot. I mean, I'm in sobriety, so I go to AA meetings, and I talk there and kind of tell people how I feel, and some people speak up, but mostly we just talk about whatever we need to talk about, get all the stuff that's in our heads out of our heads if we can, and continue on with life and go and the awesome thing about being in sobriety is I know the people in the room and what it's like, and so I don't have to like explain my whole reality of this is the backstory. They know we've been all down this horrible road, and we're working on being on a better road.
Mm-hmm.
So but it's an anonymity thing, so I don't want to talk about it too much. But just that, I don't know, just like, sometimes I feel like an alien. Like the other day, so I used to walk on the, what's that thing called? The trail, hover retired trail thing?
The trail?
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the... What's the trail that goes through Silk Canyon, though, that everybody walks on?
Oh, the Centennial Trail.
Centennial Trail, thank mm-hmm. you. I was walking on that quite a few years ago in the snow, and it was pink sky. And I really, just really recently, like 2 or 3 days ago, it was like that for a sunset. We had a pink sky, and the ground was kind of pink.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, wow, I mean, I'm on Mars. Yes, I'm home. So, I don't know, I just keep on going, and one step in front of the other, and, like, I woke up in the middle of the night. I turned the radio on because my brain's just going, around and around in circles. And I turned the radio on, I heard you talking. I'm like, wow, somebody else is thinking the way I'm thinking. That's awesome. So I just want to encourage you to explore that spiritual place. I've got a friend of mine that helped me explore that.
Well, you know, that's what I want to do on this show. And I need people like you, you know, I want to just talk about stuff like this, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to find people like us. They're few and far between. We're not the norm. There is no norm of us. I don't think they don't want to.
But, you know, I'm not sure if that's exactly true. I think that a lot of people hide it. You know, they might feel weird or have weird thoughts, but they want to be normal, so they just sort of brush it off and don't explore it. And here, I really want people to explore it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell her about it, and because she's been wanting to do that. Actually, really, we had a really long conversation after work. And when I got off work, I called her and talked. We talked for about an hour on the phone. I just sat there after work. Like, I should get home, but this is more interesting. So I sat on the phone for a long time. We talked, and it was just so awesome to have this. Like, it feels like a spiritual connection with another human being.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I'm talking, I lose track of time and reality, and all there is this connection we have. I don't really understand it at all.
So you're exactly in the now. Maybe that's what it is. When you say you're losing all time, you know, time and reality, that means that, you know, the past and the present, you're just right there in the now. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only time I ever have it right now. Mm-hmm. I have no other time. I don't have the past. I don't have the future. All I have is immediately right mm-hmm. now while I'm talking. That's all I've got.
All right, well, I'd love to, for you to go to Love Seat's Facebook page and post your thoughts and things that you might want me to talk about, and call in again. I'll be here every Wednesday at midnight or Thursday at 12 a.m. and I'm here until 1 o'clock. So tune in and tell your friends, and it just makes me so happy that you called. It helps me not feel alone. And
yeah, don't feel alone. You're absolutely not alone. I'm glad you're there when I need you.
Oh.
Which happens to be right now. I'm not normally up in the middle of the night, but here and there I am, because I have mania sometimes, and it's wonderful that you were there when I needed you, so thank you very much for existing.
Well, thanks for calling, and call again, and listen, and join the conversation as often as you can, even if it's just on the Facebook page, you know, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, thank you, sleep well, have good dreams.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you for calling, Will. Oh, boy, I got to take the headphones off now. I need them on when I'm talking to someone on the phone, but there's this crackling sound. It almost sounds like alien talk. But, of course, that's not real. Okay, well, there's only like 5 minutes left, so I think that what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the last bit of music that I had selected, and we'll do some deep breathing and just sort of relax a little bit. So this last piece that I selected is Rudy Adrian, and the song is called Ancestral Legacy. All right, where is it? It's not that one. Okay, there it is. Again, Ancestral Legacy. Tuned into Love Seat. I only have about one more minute. I sort of chickened out on doing a guided meditation. Maybe I'm not ready to do that. So I will in the coming weeks. So if you like the show, tell your friends about it. Like the page on Facebook and feel free to suggest music or topics, and I will tackle them. And I just thank you for listening, if you're out there listening. Maybe next time it'll be a two-hour show, maybe the time after that. Thank you, Levi and Will, for calling in. And well, just thank you all for just being there. This is KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. I will talk with you on Love Seat next week. Bye.